She just dropped a bomb on you, and now she's sitting across from you, waiting, anticipating your reaction. Your dear, dear friend of 10 years has just shared the news about a recent choice that she's made, and she's anxious to hear your opinion. But the truth is, you don't agree with her decision. In fact, you think it's a really, really bad idea. But you're torn, unsure of how to show a general sense of support while also remaining true to your views. So, how do you handle this delicately? This episode is the last of our How to Support Your Friend When series, where we explore how to show up for friends during some of the most trying experiences that we sometimes face as women. And this week, we're focusing on how to support a friend when you disagree with her choices. Is it possible to show up for a friend even though you disapprove of a choice that she's made? Now, while I'll explore this subject much more extensively in my upcoming book, Fighting for Our Friendships, which will be in a bookstore near you in 2024, we're going to take some time today to loosely address it, because disagreeing with a friend's choices is inevitable over the course of any relationship, but how we navigate it can be a turning point for the friendship, for better or worse. So let's make sure that we get it right. This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, we got you. I'm Danielle Byer Jackson, a certified friendship coach, and I am here to help you through it. Earlier this year, I was in the middle of a coaching session with a woman who lives in the Upper East Side of New York. She is wildly successful, extremely social. She is known for fun dinner parties that she hosts, her impressive network. And she'd come to me because despite being a charismatic woman with a jillion people in her social circle, she was not satisfied. The interactions felt superficial and meaningful follow-ups were non-existent, and there was very little room in those friendships to be herself. So as we spent 75 minutes unpacking her friendship history, we landed on one of the reasons that she's experiencing distance with both her old and new friends. It's because she secretly judges every decision that they make. If a woman she is familiar with, whether they're a new friend or an existing friend, if they make a choice that she doesn't agree with, she finds herself withdrawing from them emotionally and unable to separate the woman from the choice that the woman made. And because of this habit, she found herself lonely without the kind of platonic intimacy that she desired. So how does that woman, how do we find ways to support our friends even though we disagree with them? So I want to offer you three things to consider, along with very specific examples for each, of how to show your friend, hey, I have your back and I'm loyal to you, but we don't see this situation the same way. Okay? So the very first thing I want you to do is to find a way to identify the parts you do support. Many times a situation is so nuanced that there are bound to be aspects of her position that you can agree with. Try your best to zoom in on those and do your best to amplify them. That's what true support can look like. So here are some common disagreements along with ways to show support. First example, let's say she's going on a date with someone you believe to be a total downgrade. Well, good for her for getting out there. Why don't you suggest something like getting manicures together the day before her date and suggest a good date spot? Because the aspects of this situation that you can get behind are her showing signs of moving forward from her past experiences and your desire to have her have a good dining experience, if anything, right? So that's where I would find, okay, what parts of this situation can I get behind and how can I show support there? Not necessarily for the person she's going out with. Here's another example. Let's say she's chasing after a job or a dream that you are convinced is a bad fit. Well, you do support her being ambitious. So maybe buy her one of these best-selling books about how to manage your money or how to start a business or how to start on a new career path that shows you support her using her business mind, even though you might not necessarily support the actual path that she has chosen for her ambition. Let's say she wants to have a medical procedure, but you just can't stand behind it because you think it's dangerous and unnecessary. you do support her health and well-being. So how can you find a way to show up for her physically and emotionally afterwards during her journey toward recovery post-surgery? Can you buy her a new lounge robe to help her feel comfortable when she's going to be immobile for a little bit? Something to show I'm still here for you, and at the end of the day, I care for you. We just don't see this same issue the same way, and that's okay. Because it's all about identifying parts of our friend situation that we do support, maybe zooming out a little bit to see, okay, big picture, what can I stand behind without getting caught up in the actual choice itself and voicing disapproval there. The second thing to keep in mind when you find that you disagree with your friend yet still want to show support is to have a conversation. Now, I know that sounds very general. Almost every episode that we have here of the Friend Forward podcast, it centers around having a conversation the right way, because there are certain parts of a tough conversation that need to be present. But here, let me just say this. Prepare more questions than statements, because that's where a lot of us go wrong. And we have this as one of our more popular YouTube videos. If you search my name on YouTube, the title of this video, I believe, is How to Have a Hard Conversation. But we often go into conversations ready to list all of our points to help her see and to help her shape her view in ways that align with ours. And we're trying our best to convince and persuade, which sometimes is not only a turnoff, but can risk creating distance between us and that person. And so if instead you prepare, even on a sheet of paper, and I know that sounds kind of old school, or put it in your phone, right? If you rely on tech more in that way, can you put a list together of questions? Because the goal should be to try to better understand her, not to have her better understand your position. So if you're trying to get to the heart of the matter and understand where she's coming from, maybe you can better address the issue overall. But if we go into a conversation with our statements, we could be preparing things to say that don't get to the heart of the matter, because we've made assumptions about where she's coming from, about her motivation, about, you know, her choices and background and things like that. And so can you prepare some questions to help you better understand why she chose the guy, why she chose the job, why she made this particular move, so that perhaps you can minimize any instances for judgment and outward disapproval, and instead maybe even grow closer because of it. Once you are prepared with your list of statements, I want you to find the right time to have that conversation. And I have to tell you, a lot of times the right time to have the conversation is not as soon as she tells you about the thing. I'm actually going to use myself as an example here. Most times during coaching, I don't like to use personal examples or even bring it back to myself. Even here in the podcast, I want it to be about you, or I pull examples and anecdotes from clients I've worked with. But this is a time when I dropped the ball. So let's learn from my mistake. Very recently, I'm talking within the past week, I was talking to a friend on the phone, and about 20 minutes in, she said, "I have to tell you something, but I don't know, never mind." Which, of course, we all get annoyed with that, right? I was like, "Well, you know the rules. You have to tell me now. Like, you can't leave me hanging." And she said, "Well, I want to share something with you, but the last time I told you about it, it didn't go well." And so, of course, I'm getting offended, like, what? You, me of all people, seriously, like, you can tell me anything. And she says to me, "No, because the last time I did this particular thing and I told you about it, you just were not having it. Like, you made it very clear you were not cool with it. And so I just don't want you to judge me." And so, you know, my first reaction was like, to be offended that she would see me as judgmental. But once that settled, I realized, well, I obviously dropped the ball somewhere to create a space that she feels reluctant right now to share with me. So eventually she shared the thing, and I'm not trying to be mysterious, but I don't want you to get caught up in the details of the thing, right? So she shared the thing, the choice that she made that apparently I had disapproved of before. And even though my first thought was, ooh, that is not a good choice, and let me just share with you the reasons why you might want to rethink that, that was my first mind. But instead, I had to take a beat and prepare questions. And I just asked her questions to understand, why did you feel like you had to do that? And, well, how are you feeling now after you've made that choice? Like, how are you feeling? Okay, well, how can I help you? And it unpacked a conversation that allowed me to uncover so much more. I had to follow up after I asked her those questions with an apology. And I told her that I don't know what I said to you years ago when you made the same decision. I hardly remember it, but I'm sorry because I obviously responded in a way that made you feel judged, and you should never hesitate to tell me anything. So I am sorry for how I responded the first time. This speaks to timing. The first time my friend shared with me the choice that she made, I immediately launched into the reasons why she maybe needed to rethink her decision, but the timing wasn't right, even though I was speaking my truth at the time. So finding the right time is a part of the art of having these kind of conversations and to show our friends, even though I disagree with you, you know I have your back. So perhaps that conversation can wait until after you've had a belly laugh over cocktails to ease into things, or maybe it's best to even wait a few days and call her up, especially if the issue at hand is not something that's life-threatening or super urgent. Can you bring it up a few days later? So maybe you can do it with a lead-in like this. Hey, I've been thinking about XYZ thing that you shared with me the other day, and I'm kind of worried because, provide reason here. And then maybe you can say something like, I love you, and the last thing I want is for this to cause any distance between us or misunderstanding between us, because I want what's best for you. But I just have to stress that blank. This is where you insert your reason for not being able to get behind her decision. And then you can conclude by saying something like, you know, I'll have your back either way, to let her know, feel safe to choose however you'd like to choose. I'm going to have your back. I just feel like I need to share this thing. Okay. The key is to emphasize your concern with the issue at hand while avoiding the temptation to make judgments on her decision making, because that's the single fastest way to get shut down and to create distance between you all. And the final thing I want you to keep in mind when you find yourself disapproving of a friend's choices is to separate the woman from the choice. All too often, we sometimes see or hear about a decision that our friend makes, and we start to make moral judgments or character judgments based on that choice, instead of seeing the choice itself as a situational thing. As soon as we begin associating all choices with a person's morality and who they are as a person, we're going to find ourselves distanced from these friends and eventually running out of options, because every person that we align ourselves with, every friend that we come to grow close to and to love, is going to make choices and decisions in their lives that don't align with how we would choose for ourselves. And that has to be okay. But as soon as we start to reshape how we see them as people, as friends, because of these decisions that they're making, the more we're laying the ground to breed misunderstanding, to breed emotional distance, unintentional feelings of superiority. And these are all things that we want to avoid, especially in our ongoing journey toward creating emotional platonic intimacy with our friend. Now, as your new official friendship coach, here's your homework. Listen closely. If this whole area of being judgmental, of being a little critical, is something that you can admit that you struggle with a little bit, then I've got you. This week, we're actually putting out a guide to help you create friendship intentions for 2022. Now, you're familiar with New Year's resolutions. Typically, they center around, you know, dieting and health and finances and career. And rarely do we hear people talk about creating resolutions or intentions for their friendships. But there is just way too much research that shows the direct impact that quality relationships has on your emotions, on your mental health, and your physical health. So it's worth making that priority as we go into 2022. But you might not know how to do that. Like, okay, well, yeah, I want to set some friendship intentions and resolutions, but like, I don't know where to start. This is a multi-page ebook. It includes a two-page assessment on where you should be focusing most on your friendships if you want satisfying relationships in 2022, and it's free. I want you to go to betterfemalefriendships.com/friendship intentions in order to sign up for that ebook, because it's going to walk you through step by step how to create these intentions so you can have more satisfying relationships in the upcoming year. betterfemalefriendships.com/friendship intentions, and then we'll go from there. So I hope to see you over there. In the meantime, you know that I'll be rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.